During the 1992 presidential campaign, Bill Clinton and Al Gore were billed as the perfect Southern baby boomer ticket. One was a smooth-talking politician, an outsider, a big thinker. The other had polished Washington credentials and expertise in the environment, foreign policy, and government reform. 2 terms in office and accumulated scandals eroded their partnership. Pressures during last year's campaign caused a final bitter split. Vanity Fair contributing editor Marjorie Williams writes about it in this month's issue.
You have to put it in the context that relationships between presidents and vice presidents are always hairy to some degree. They're always two extremely ambitious men, you know, kind of parrying for position. But between these two, the personal differences between them, you know, Gore was driven crazy by Clinton's lack of discipline. And he would cancel his entire schedule to be at meetings with Clinton, and then the meeting would start 45 minutes late. It drove him mad. But by the same token, you know, former associates said he was better at kind of stuffing down whatever feelings of irritation or anger he had than anyone had ever been before. You know, he let no irritation show. But I think along the way, all of my information suggested something was building and building and building in Al Gore. And when the reasons were not so compelling for them to be political allies, and then when Clinton made that extraordinary breach of trust in the Monica Lewinsky relationship, you know, then it was Katie barred the door.
He saw Clinton as a liability in his campaign, and yet Clinton saw himself as an asset.
Yes. I mean, there was this sort of titanic struggle between the two that was reflected all up and down their staff structures, in which Gore was trying his best to absolutely wall Clinton out of the campaign. And Clinton was trying his best to insinuate himself in at every point that he could, through staff, through donors, through members of Congress. Gore's decision not to include Clinton was strategically defensible on the level of not wanting to irritate swing voters in the battleground states, who really did say in focus groups that they didn't want to see Bill Clinton ever again. But there was a kind of larger effort to run away from the Clinton record. And that was what I think really infuriated the president over time.
The staffs didn't get on too well either.
The staff sort of drama is a very interesting one, because these are people, many of whom had worked together for years in the White House. There was a great premium on, you know, being the Gore guy who got along with the Clinton guys. And suddenly they're on the two sides of this kind of artificial wall that candidate Gore has created. And there were incredible tensions over that. One person said to me, you know, these were really Zantac moments. It was agonizing. And I remember the first time I called up my dear old friend on the White House staff to talk to her about some, you know, nuts and bolts. And she said, well, you all think thus and such. And I said, hey, when did we all become you all?
Well, if these two weren't a model for how this should work, Clinton and Gore, is there such a model? Can this thing work?
I think they were a model up to a point, until the point came where one of them decided that this relationship was no longer to his advantage. The interesting thing is just how much earlier than we thought those tensions began to push the two apart. And one very important passage, I think, was the 1996 campaign finance scandals. I think up to that point, Gore, you know, thought that he and he alone was sort of never going to have to deal with the baggage that everyone else who served the Clinton administration ultimately ended up having to deal with. And suddenly he looked up one day and opened his newspaper, and he was being described as the solicitor-in-chief by Bob Woodward on the front page of the Washington Post. You know, he became the poster child for that scandal in a way that Clinton really didn't. It was the classic case of, you know, the guy who never comes to class and doesn't do his homework and then comes in and aces the final exam. And there you are, you're Al Gore, you're the grind, you've done all your homework, you've done all the reading. And it somehow, you're the one who gets the C. And I think that was really when he began to question whether his political career could survive his association with Bill Clinton.
So how often do these two close pals get together now?
Well, my information suggests not at all. Apparently, Clinton sent Gore a note to mark his birthday. But otherwise, I think neither one of these men has looked back on this relationship.
Marjorie Williams' article, Scenes from a Marriage, appears in the July issue of Vanity Fair.